Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I came across this story recently and wait till you hear it. It's better than Willy Wonka's golden ticket. The fella I'm about to speak to must be the luckiest man in Ireland, well, and South America now. And it just goes to show what can happen if you keep your eyes open. Now, thanks to Julianne Corr from the Sunday Times, we've been able to track him down and he's on the line after a lot of stress of trying to get him because he is in Bolivia. Conor O'Neill, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Oh, Jesus, you're loud and clear. This is amazing. How's things?
That's great. Actually, a bit tired. I'm going back to bed after this interview. It's about 10 past five over here now.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the call. I was so dying to talk to you because you have an incredible story. What you're doing now, what happened to you years ago. So listen, where are you sitting? Are you sitting in front of a fruit forest or where are you?
Well, I'm sitting here on a trunk of wood. And me Wilson is there. He's singing now in the morning. Have some candlelights here and a cup of hot chocolate with some coffee.
Lovely.
And it's noon. The noon is out tonight.
Oh, gorgeous. You're selling it to me, Conor. So, Conor, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Crumlin,
okay.
Dublin.
Okay. And is it fair to say you wouldn't be sitting there looking at the moon, drinking your cup of coffee and chocolate in South America today if it wasn't for the most bizarre thing that happened 25 years ago?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be here now talking to you if that didn't happen to me.
Okay, so
I wouldn't be here for my mother and father. I just want to say a big hi to my mum out there.
Oh.
Love you, ma. Love you, da. There you go.
What's your mum and dad's name?
Philomena and Frank.
Phil and Frank. Are they still in Crumlin?
Yeah. They're probably listening to this now.
Oh, Phil and Frank, good morning to you. So, Conor, can you take us back 25 years and tell us what happened?
Yeah, sure can, yeah. Yeah, so what was it? We were studying there in Sligo. And I'd come home the weekends to work in the shop on Westmoreland Street, Coleman's, I believe it was called. And, some of the tourists would come in and they'd scratch the cards, you know, and they'd get the 3 stars. So if I found 3 stars in the card, I'd pick her up and send her off, you know. And,
you send off to win and streak?
Yeah, you know, as they say, make your own luck, Jennifer, you know. So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, I didn't even expect that they'd call me up, but they did.
So you got the call. You found a scratch card with 3 stars that most tourists would ever throw away. And you kept sending them in because you're a man that believes in making his own luck. You got the call. How old are you when you go on the show?
I think I was just 17. I turned 18 though when I was on the show.
Okay. And
I was the youngest contestant apparently.
Amazing. Yeah. Conor, who was presenting at the time?
Mike Murphy would have been. Yeah, Mike Murphy. Yeah.
I love him. He's my hero.
A gentleman.
Ah, what an absolute legend. So how far did you get? Did you get to spin the wheel?
I did, yeah. There was kind of these kind of preliminary rounds, you know, just asking these questions, pick a county and all that. And then you get the ball comes up and I kind of got picked then for spinning the wheel. And I just mad, you know, you get to spin the wheel and it landed in the black section. It was 250,000 punts. And it's just amazing. It's just surreal, Jennifer. You can't explain it. It's just surreal.
250,000 punts for an 18-year-old. What was going through your head?
Oh, it's hard to describe. It's just like a dream. It really is like a dream. So surreal, you know?
And
you just know in that your life's going to be different. You know that way? Like,
did
just,
you know that?
I wish
then,
everyone could win that money, you know?
But, that's a very mature thing to think because most 18-year-olds would be buying, thinking how many pints can they get for 250,000 punts at the time. So you were thinking, this is going to change my life.
Yeah, I was thinking the pints as well now, Jennifer. you can do a lot with that money, you know?
Well, yeah, maybe absolutely.
Very easy. Huh?
You can do a lot with that money, especially back then.
Yeah. No, what we did, my mum and dad were very good. Like, bought a house, you know, so I could rent that out. So it's kind of financially independent at a young age. I get to travel and I get to study and I get to party as well. So brilliant it was.
So did your man, did Phil and Frank now, did they sit you down and go, okay, now you have £250,000, you're 18, let's do this and make sure you're set up for life. Did you have that conversation?
We kind of did. Like, how are we going to plan it out, you know?
So
I bought my dad a car and I gave me brothers and sisters a few bob. And then we think, what are we going to do with this? But what I didn't want to do was be one of these people with, you know, all the jewellery and the fast car and all that type of crap, you know?
Mm.
So I just wanted to get on my life.
Well, not any old life. A very sustainable life you live. Your life is incredible now, and that's what I'm interested in because I love what you do now. So listen to me. You bought a house and you kind of invested and you were renting things out, and that gave you an opportunity to travel. Did you finish college? Because you were in college to be a scientist. Did you finish college?
Yeah. I done my fourth degree in Sligo Institute of Technology, Environmental Science. That was the degree. I barely passed that one, but I knew I didn't have to go into the workforce, so I wanted to keep studying. So I headed up to Queen's University, Belfast.
Yeah.
And I studied philosophy and English. So I did that there. And then the last year was in Debrecen University in Hungary. So I finished up that degree. And then after that one, I says, what am I going to do? I'm going to study more. So I went to the philosophy, master's degree in philosophy, social political philosophy, with Open University. So you can basically travel around with your laptop and study at the same time.
Amazing.
So I was living there in Spain, not in the Basque, País Basque. San Sebastian, beautiful place.
Yeah, you found yourself in South America. Why there? And you're still there. So what is it about the place?
I kind of travelled around. I went to Thailand and North Africa, South Africa. I seen most of Europe. And kind of looking, where am I going to go now? You know, so I kind of appealed to South America. I'd never been here. And it's a beautiful continent in truth. And I just needed the Spanish. So that's why I lived in Spain for a year and a half. And then I got the Spanish. And I headed over then to South America.
I love that. I just needed the Spanish. So I just went to Spain for a year and a half and I got the Spanish. And then off I went. It's incredible. But can we talk about what you do there now? Because you're big into sustainability, aren't you?
Yeah. What I'm doing now is I'm living off-grid now. There's no electricity or water on the land here. And so I'm opening up a non-profit foundation soon enough called Kana Chuksnya, right? Q-H-A-N-A-C-H-U-X-N-A. And it's all about sustainability, protecting the environment and stuff like that, you know. So I love it. The idea is living out of the system, you know, independently and free, living free. Growing your own food, you have your own energy, your own water. But don't ask me, Jennifer, about the mechanics of a compost and toilet system, whatever you do, yeah?
I won't. But so who are you living with?
I'm living alone. But,
okay.
I get visitations and stuff like that, you know. I'm still developing the place here. I have a little guest house made, but I'm building a bigger dome.
Do you get lonely?
Next door. No, not at all. So what you need a woman for when you have monkeys and frogs to kiss, Jennifer, you know?
you tell my producer, and I read as well, that you've tarantulas would fairly frequent the premises as well. How do you deal with them, bad boys?
You got everything here. Tarantulas, snakes, lizards, bats, all types of biodiversity. I don't know. Some people, they'll be getting afraid. Like, I don't understand that. You know, they'll be afraid of a little spider. Like, but the spider's more afraid of you because you're like a giant in comparison. So I love all that. I love all the insects and wildlife. You can hear them now if you can, actually.
I could hear them. I think I heard a monkey a few minutes ago. It's some life you're living. So no electricity, no water. Is that, I mean, sometimes you just think, oh, for God's sake, I'd love to be able to flush a Jack's now.
No, I don't think like that at all, you see. I know people, I have a non-flush toilet system, you know. Okay. And loads of people out there be like kind of judging, saying, oh, that's horrible, that's terrible, you know. But I will add this, Jennifer, you know. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they didn't even have a bucket to do their business in, and that was paradise. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounds, do you know what, it sounds like you're living in paradise, because you actually sound so happy and content and happy with what you have.
I love it, man. I live in the dream. I'm here, I have a lovely piece of land, I'm growing a fruit forest, the air is clean, you know. I have a well. I pull the water up and run it through a filter, and healthy. You know, healthy and happy.
Are you busy? I was going to ask you, how do you keep yourself entertained? Is it just books because you don't have any telly and that kind of thing? But you must be fairly busy just tending to the land and growing your food and that kind of thing. Is that right? Like, are you forever doing something?
Well, you go barely. If you do a bit of cleaning of the land, that's the hardest part, because the weeds grow back and stuff like that. But I'm only getting into the growing the food now. The first part is the infrastructure, like to build the house I'm living in. And to set up the solar panels to do the well. And then I spend a lot of time as well. I have the internet here, though. I'm not too far away. I still get internet connection, so I can I keep up to date with the news and stuff like that, you know.
And Connor, when was the last time you were home?
About 8 years ago. And wow. I had to go, it's meant to go back there with the pandemic and all of that, you know, I had to knock it on the head. But it'll be going back soon.
Good. And you have to say that because Mammy and Daddy are listening and you better come home and see them. And listen, Conor, what do you miss about Ireland or do you miss it?
I miss it. The people there. I love the people in Ireland. You know, it's a beautiful country as well. Lots of different shades of green. And that's the sacrifice you have to make if you're an expat. You know, you can't bring everyone with you. You know, you kind of have to live with that, you know. But I'd love to go back to Ireland. Have a pint of Guinness, man. I'd love a pint of Guinness. Oh. A nice pint of Guinness in a dusty bar, you know.
I'd love that, though. Well, you can do that soon enough when you come home and see the folks. Well, listen, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you a paddy box over to your address. And a paddy box is this thing that aims to connect people to Ireland. And it's filled with Irish goodies. So it's filled with Tato and Barry's tea and Irish chocolates and Irish sweets. So you can feed them to the tarantulas if you're not into them. Or you can eat them and under that moon with your cup of cacao and have a bag of Tato and think of us all here in Ireland.
Wow, that's fantastic,
Dermot. You're very welcome. That's for you. Listen, Conor, I think you're amazing. So what's the long-term plan? Is it the fruit forest? Is that the next thing for you? That's what you want to do?
Long-term plan. Well, actually, I'm doing a bit of writing these days. So I'm getting into my writing and playing a bit of music. But my long-term plan is in the foundation. I want to move some mountains with this. I want to really spread the ideas of sustainability and all that sort of stuff, good stuff, you know? So, because the thing is, here's the question for you, Jennifer. Would you rather live in a world where you pay electric bills or a world where you don't have to pay bills? Mm. I think the answer is simple. We have the technology these days just to shift into that way of life. And it's less stress, you know. No bills to pay. You're living free, and just grow food everywhere. You know, fruit everywhere. I think it's something I'd really love to do. Something I'm going to be doing.
It's something that I always think to myself. I just want to be able to grow my own veg, even in the small garden that I have. But what would you say to people who are thinking like that? I mean, because you do have to kind of think outside the box, don't you? Especially if you're in an urban community. But what would you say to people who are thinking about being more sustainable or living more free, as you would say?
Well, first of all, you can do it. You know, you can get these vertical gardens now, automatic hydroponic systems. You can have the lettuce, they say, the lettuce growing up the side of your wall. So you don't need a lot of space.
No, you don't.
You can do vertical towers with the potatoes as well. And if you have potatoes and veg, that's the basics. You know, with the next crisis comes along, you'll have the basics there. But it's good fun growing your own food anyway. It's very rewarding. And it's clean, it's organic. And they again, touch with nature again. You know, that's what's happening these days. People have lost touch with nature. And we've become very dependent on the system, you know. So you can do it. That's what I'm saying. There's loads of videos on YouTube. You trial and error. It probably won't work the first time, but just keep at it, you know.
Conor, I think you're amazing. I wish you the very, very best of luck. I love your story. I think what you've done after finding that scratch card is unbelievable. There's a lot of people that would have gone down a very, very different road. So fair play to you and best of luck with those tarantulas, okay?
Thanks very much, Jennifer. Yeah, slán leat agus go to Monaco. And a big hug to the Irish people out there. Yeah, love you, yeah.
Thanks, Conor. God bless. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.